Okay, we're in the Kitzur Siman Kuf Chaf Ches, but before we get to Halacha Zayin, which we're up to, we'll just pick up on one small point that the Kitzur mentioned last night, which is about the fact that we start Slichos saying Ashrei. So the Levush writes in his Pirush on Arachayim that the Takana of Slichos was set up based off the Seder of Davening. So therefore he says that's how we start off with Ashrei, because Ashrei in the Slichos is going to be like the Tzuki de Zimra, which warms us up to get into the Tfilas, and then he says that that's why also we say Tiskabel Tzlos, and we say Kaddish Tiskabel. Normally, the Kaddish Tiskabel is only said after we say Shemona Esrei. At the end of a davening, that has Shemona Esrei. We don't otherwise say Kaddish Tiskabel. And the reason for that is because when we say Tiskabel Tzlosan, so the Mefarshim say that Tzlosan really refers to the Tfilah Shemona Esrei. That's what it is. So therefore, the Levush is bothered. Why do we say Kaddish Tiskabel over here? So he says, because this is really like a regular tefillah that we say during the day. So Slichos was patterned off of that, and that's why we say Tachanun as well in the Slichos, because the same way we say Tachanun after Shemona Esrei during davening, so too we say Tachanun over here. So I just want to show you an interesting tshuva from the Maram Shik, that he explains just a beautiful point as to why we say Tachanun. So he says, Lefi ani yisdaiti, pasha dechamun hagen shal Yisrael Torah heim yusadan al adnei paz, dekala tefillahs yesh mehen shal tzvichim lomar ba'amida, v'yesh tefillah abin tefillahs apayim. There are some types of tefillahs that we're supposed to offer, which are ba'amida, which we're supposed to do like Shemona Esrei when we stand. There are other types of tefillahs that we're supposed to do, b'nefilas hapayim. So says the Maram Shik, v'yesh tefillah ha'na'meres b'yeshiva. There are some tefillahs that we're supposed to say while we're sitting. So there are three different types. So k'mosha hispala Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom, d'tzib e'eshev bahar. Moshe Rabbeinu says in one pasuk that he sat down while he was mispalel. Another pasuk says, "Vanochi amadita bahar, amadati bahar, I stood." And a third pasuk says, "Vasnapa l'fnei Hashem, I bowed down." When we times that, "Kazav alavush v'sham refarshim esim and kuf lamin alef." The after she spalu shmona esrei ba'amida, after every day, after we daven shmona esrei, standing up right away, we say tachnun b'nefila. We say tachnun with our heads down, ubi yeshiva, and then we say shomei Yisrael sitting up. Why? Because the same way Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure what's the proper way to show his respect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, should he stand, or should he cover his face and bend down, or should he just be sitting? So therefore, we do the same thing. Now we've exhausted all the options. After we've, number one, done Shemona Esrei when we stand. Number two, we put our heads down when we say Nefilas Apayim, and number three, we sit when we say Shema Yisrael. So he says, now we've exhausted all the options. So then we say, why? Because we throw up our hands, we surrender, we say, we've done everything we could do. Moshe Rabbeinu told us there are three ways to be misbal. We tried whatever we could. Now we have nothing more left to say. We surrender to the Ribbono Shel Olam after that. We tried everything there is to do. And therefore he says, therefore by slichos as well, which we say certain parts of slichos ba'amida, you're supposed to say the entire slichos ba'amida. The Mefarshim write that if you are too weak to stand for the whole thing, at least you should stand for Yudgimel Midos, or for Kalmelech Naaman, Kalmelech Yoshev. And then he says, once we say the Slichos Ba'amida, and you say the Tachnun Minafila, so again, by Slichos, it's the same idea, that we throw up our hands and we say, Ba'anachnu Loneda. After the Slichos are finished, we say, we have nothing left to say, we've exhausted all of our options, and now we just beg that the Ribbono Shel Olam listens to our tefillahs anyway. So now we're going to continue with Halacha Zayin, which we're up to. So in Kuf Chav Ches, Halacha Zayin in the Kitzur. The Kitzur writes over here about picking a Shliach Tzibur for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and for Slichos, and also picking a Baal Tokeya and a Makri. So the Kitzur says, Yidaktiku Livchar Shliach Tzibur Sheyispalo Slichos of Yamim Noraim. A person should be careful. The person who's in charge of the Tzibur should pick someone who is going to be a proper person to daven for Na'amid and to be the Baal Tokeya. And these are the qualifications that he sets forth. Ishu hagun v'gadol b'torah of ma'asim tovim. Kifi ma'asha efshar limtzo. A person should try as much as he can to find an individual who is a big talmid chacham and who does a lot of ma'asim tovim. V'gam shiyeh ben shloshim shana. Also that he should be 30 years old. We're going to go through each one of these qualifications by themselves. Sha'az kvar nacha resichas hadam shel bacharuso v'nichna libo. Because then we assume that he's not as young, he's not as strong, he's not as witty as he was when he was younger, and therefore it stops then. The Sharatzim points out that this really must be a misprint. In Shulchan Aruch it's the same thing, because he says when a person's 30, it says when Shloshim Lakoth, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. So he says it can't be that when he's 30 years old, the reason why he's supposed to be 30 is because nifna levavo, because his dam is calmer than it was when he was younger. It's not true. The Mishnah tells us that that's when he's more excited. That's when he has the most energy that he ever had in his life. So the Shaar HaTzion writes that it must be a misprint. But we'll go with the Pashut reading of the Shulchan Aruch and the Kitzur, which is 30, and we'll explain in a minute what that's about. The third thing is, the individual should also be married, and he should have children as well. Because when a person's married and has children, he's obviously going to subjugate himself more to the Ribbono Shel Olam than a person who's single. He feels the need more when he has kids. We should also try to find the Baal Tokeya and a Makri who also are very special individuals. Mihu, says the Kitzur, call Yisrael Ksherim Lachol. Really, and the bottom line is that everyone is really kosher to be the Shliach Tzibur or to be the Baal Tokeya. Rakshi Merutza Lachol. The main point is that the person has to be Merutza Lachol. The person has to be someone who the Tzibur really wants to hear him daven. If a person sees that there breaks out some sort of argument when it comes to picking the Shliach Tzibur, Yimna Atzma Afa Pishia Misha Eino Hagen. A person should pull himself out of such a position, even if in turn it's going to end up that someone who is not Rai to Davin is going to Davin. Still, if it causes a machlokes, a person should pull himself out. I'll read, it's interesting, the Shalach HaKadosh writes that Shloshes Yom Kodem Rosh Hashanah V'chein Kodem Yom Kippurim. He says, the same way everyone has to do tshuva, but the Shliach Tzibur and the Baal Tokeya have to take 3 days before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and make sure they specially are metar themselves more than everybody else. They have more of a reason to do so. Shegein Kasav Azar, and he quotes Azar, and I'll just paraphrase as he does. Reb Shimon Yochai didn't want to hear anyone down for the Amud, unless he would check him out 3 days before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and make sure he's really an individual who's worthy. He would check, number one, if he's about Mais and Tovim, if he's about Torah. And number two, he would check out to see that really he knows what he's davening. The Kavanah Pir Shamilis is obviously the number one thing that he has to know as well. If he doesn't know what he's saying, so then how can he be the Shliach Tzibur? So that's just the Acharonim quote the Shalah, that it's very important that whoever is chosen to be the Chazan or the Baal Tokeya or the Makri really has to separate himself more than other individuals and make sure that he is holding in a proper place to do what he's supposed to do. So again, the first qualification that the Kitzur wrote about the person who's supposed to be davening for the Amud is that he should be a Talmid Chacham. So what's that all about? So Rashi on Chumash writes that by Yeter Yitzchak Unochat Ishto Ki Akarehi. So what was that? So Rashi quotes that Ein Adam Tefilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik Tefilas Tzadik Ben Rasha, that there is some sort of special qualification, there's a special quality that the Tzadik has over someone who's not a Tzadik Ben Tzadik. First of all, he has Chosavas, but also the fact that he's a Tzadik. So over there, Rashi's bothered by the Kasha over there, when Yitzchak and Rivka were both equal, they were both Tzadik and Tzadikah, so what should be the case? So over there, we have to say that it's Ein Adam Tefilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik Tefilas Tzadik Ben Rasha, but otherwise, there is a Maila of a Tzadik. The Gemara Yibam HaSamach Dalet says that this is the reason why the Avos HaKadoshim were Akurim, because the Ribbono Shel Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mis'avel Tefilas Shel HaTzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear those Tefilas, and therefore he rigged the system to make sure that Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov couldn't have children right away. That's the way he wanted. The Gemara Maritan similarly writes in Daf Zayin that that's why Ani Moshe Ba'adam, it says I rule over the whole world, and then the Gemara asks me Moshe Be. The Ribbono Shel Olam asks the question, who rules over me? Who is able to change a judgment that I have done? So the Gemara says, HaTzadikin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself tells us that even though I rule over the entire world, there is someone who has power over me, which is the Tzadikin, because they, through their tefillos, can actually change a Gzar Din Min HaShamayim. Finally, the Gemara Baba Basar, Kufta Zayin, writes that, Kol Mi Sheish L'Chol B'Sof Beiso, Yelech Etzal Chacham Yivak Shal Abrachim. Pasuk Shad in the Gemara is, a person should go to a Tzadik because his tefillos are more powerful than our tefillos are. The Meiri has issue with this. The Meiri in Bava Basra says, how could it be? We have one of the Ikari Hamuna is that we don't need any go-betweens between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have an open communication with him. So the Meiri is bothered. So therefore the Meiri says a different shot in the Gemara, which is totally Mechudosh, and he says, what does it mean? Yelech Eitzel Chacham V'Yibakesh Alav Rachamim means you should go to the Chacham's house. You should watch how he's davened. You should watch his Yir Shemayim during his tefillah, and you should learn from him in order to know how to be misfal in your Eitzel. You should learn from the Chacham, who is obviously the one who is so great at this tefillah, and therefore you will in turn also learn how to be a great misfalah. However, most of the Rishonim learn the Pashat Shah and the Gemara, that there is some sort of special milah to a tzaddik being the Baal Tefillah, or davening at all. There is a special milah. So that's why the qualification number one for Shliach Tzibur is that we want that the person should be a Talmid Chacham. Qualification number two is that he should be 30 years old. So what's that about? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Darkei Moshe writes, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, B'Shem Mekalbo, that really he should be 25, because the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash, Tfilas Keneged HaKarbanos, and the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash used to start working when they were 25. So the Gemara asks the Steer, what do you mean? Was it 25 or was it 30? Two separate psukim. So the Gemara says they came to the Beis HaMikdash at 25. And then we trained them in for 5 years until they were 30 years old and they really learned how to do it properly. So based off that, the Ramban, the Darkei Moshe writes, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, that we have a kfeida that we want that the Shliach Tzibur should be 30 years old. That's what that's about. The Tzitz Eliezer has a kasha, which the Shaar Tzion has also. Many other Acharonim have the kasha, that the same way by the Levim that we see this psul once they turn 50. So why don't we say the same thing over here? That a Shliach Tzibur, the same way we're makbid that we want him to be 25 or 30, so we should also be makbid that once he turns 50, we should retire him. Just like a lady. Once he's 50, we throw him out of the Beis HaMikdash, we tell him he can't work anymore. So why don't we say the same thing, that a chazan should also be retired once he turns 50, because just like a lady is possible, he should also be possible. So that's the kasha. So the answer, based on Rashi and Chumash, that Rashi writes, that the whole psul of 50 years old that the Torah talks about is only when we are dealing with Levim, who had to carry heavy things for the Beis HaMikdash when there was Avodas Masa. Because once he's 50 years old, then we assume he doesn't have as much strength as he used to have. He's not going to be as good at the job that he's supposed to be doing. However, now, when a Levi is just a Levi, and he doesn't have to do any carrying, so what difference should it make if he turns 50 years old? We wouldn't retire him then. So that's the Shita of Rashi, and based on that, the Acharonim want to say that that's why we would not passel up a chazan once he turns 50 either, because as long as he still has a good voice, there's no reason why we should take him out of his job. This day of Rashi on Chumash is explaining that the whole psul in the Chumash of 50 years old for a Levi is only legabi avodas masa. However, for the other avodas in the Beis HaMikdash, she's still kasha. However, now Acharonim point out that the Ramban on Chumash disagrees with Rashi, and he holds 50 is a psul for every Levi, even to close the doors in the Beis HaMikdash, even to close the gates, even to shear, even to play music in the Beis HaMikdash, he's also possible. If that's the case, so you're left a little bit with this question of why should we say that 30 years old is a qualification for a chazan on Yom Naraim, because we want him to be like the Levim with Havana and the Beis HaMikdash, why don't we say we should also retire a chazan at 50? Just like the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash were also retired at 50 according to the Rambam. The Rambam, it's interesting to point out, the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Parak Gimel Halacha Zayin writes, Ein Bein Levi Nichnas La'azar La'avodaso Ad She'ilmedu Chamesh Shanim Tzivah. Okay, the Levi first has to learn from 25 to 30 how to do all the jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. And Emar, Zos Asher La'avim Ibein Chamesh Ve'asim Shana, and then, after the 5 years of learning, then we train him in to actually be a real active lady. Ve'eino nichlas avoda, says the Rambam, listen carefully, when does he start working in the Beis HaMikdash? Ad she'yagdil. V'yiyeh ish. Shenemar ish ish al avodas. So what is that? The Rambam writes that, when does he start working? Mishayagdil. Mishayagdil is when he's bar mitzvah, when he turns 13. We just said it's 25 or 30. So what is it? So the Kasha Mishnah points out the Kasha, and he says, Ikul Meida, Demashon Mehacha, Demisha Yagnu V'yeish Kasha La'avoda. He says, it sounds to the Rambam that once he turns 12, once he turns 13, that's already good enough for him to come to the Beis HaMikdash and start working there. However, the Rambam himself writes that you have to be 30 years old. So what is it? Is it 30, or is it Bar Mitzvah? So the Kasha Mishnah writes, and this is the Teretz that hold the Acharonim quote, the Kasha Mishnah gives a few terutzim, but the famous one is V'yesh Lomer Dehasa Mashir Sheichach Magadolo Tzricha Limud HaMuzika. The Kasha Mishnah writes it's very difficult to learn all the music notes and to learn all the tunes that he's going to have to know for the Beis HaMikdash and to learn how to play the music. So he says, since that is something that the Levi has to spend a lot of time learning how to do, so therefore he has to wait till he's 30, because that takes years and years. However, when it comes to just closing a door in the Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to just carrying something, or when it comes to simple avodas in the Beis HaMikdash like that, so then we say he's already kasher according to the Rambam, he's already kasher from the time that he turns bar mitzvah. So many of the Rishonim write that tefillah is connected the Levim's shir in the Beis HaMikdash, not the aspect of them serving when they close the gates. It's connected the shir. So it might come out according to this teretz in the Rambam that once he's 13 years old already, it could be he's allowed to already be the chazan for Yom Naran, because if it's based off the Levian, so this qualification of 25 to 30 might only be for the singing aspect, which takes many years to learn. I'm sorry, this still wouldn't help because, I'm sorry, even according to the Rambam, because the Mishnah writes that he would still have to be 25 or 30, excuse me, he would still have to be 25 or 30 to learn the intricate details of how to sing a song and how to actually lead the davening. So that's qualification number two that the Kitzur sets forth. And qualification number three that he says is that he should be married. So the Afrenim asks, the Stechemet quotes the Yeshuas Yaakov as the Kasha, and he quotes the Sherek Nes Agdala as the Kasha, that why is it that we have a Kpeda that he should be married? So we find many the Afrenim write that the reason why is because we want him to be like a Kohen Gadol who serves in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. So just like a Kohen Gadol, we have Xeris HaKasid, Beisos Uishto, that he has to, V'chifer V'adavad Beiso, that he has to have a wife when he does Avodah on Yom Kippur. So too, we want the Shliach Tzibur to have a wife. So the Afrenim ask that they don't understand. Over there, it's Xeris HaKasid. The Pasuk says, V'chifer V'adavad Beiso, we want that he specifically should be married. What does that have to do with the Shliach Tzibur on Yom Kippur? Do we find that all the other Kohanim who are doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, even on Yom Kippur, are we mocked that they're all married? That's not the case. We don't care. It's just the Kohen Gadol specifically because it's Xeris HaKasid. So if that's true, so why do we carry that halacha over to the Shliach Tzibur? That's the Afrenim's kasha, and they leave it off with a question. They're really not sure what the answer to this question is. This Chaim continues to write that there are many Afrenim who hold that we take this din so seriously about the Kohen Gadol, the equation between the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur and the Shliach Tzibur on Yom Naraim, and we say based on this that if a person, let's say, Nishtatis Ishto Rishon, a person's first wife has some sort of psychological problem and she's hospitalized, and he gets a heter mei rabban and he's allowed to marry another wife without giving the first one a get. So now he's married, officially, he's married to two wives, but it's the heter. So says the Sechamed that many of the Akronim say that that person is hustled to do avodah, to be the Shliach Tzibur on Yom Naraim. Why? Because the same way a kohen is only allowed to have bases who wish to. Bayis echad hu b'ayin ve'ein hu b'ayin shnei batim. He's not allowed to have two wives, he's only allowed to have one. So many of the Akronim say that we'll carry that in over as well. And even if we have an individual who beheter married two women, we're not going to allow him to be the Shliach Tzibur. The Stechemed writes that it's very shver because we're not taking this din so literally. If we have a question in the first place on the equation between a Kohen Gadol and the Shliach Tzibur, so we're not going to take it a step further and say that someone in this type of terrible situation is also going to be puzzled. We'll just end off. There's a beautiful tshuva in Amnei Nezer about, he says there were two different, there was a little bit of a disagreement in the community, that there were two chazanim that were up to be the chazanim for Yom Narad. So he says one of them had, they both had nice voices, but he says one had a very beautiful voice, and one had not as good of a voice, but he was good. So he says the one who had a beautiful voice had a pagan mishpacha. He said his father was thrown out as a shochet in the nearby city because they were chashed him that he wasn't so careful in checking the reya and making sure that he did the shita properly. So they threw him out as a shochet. So he has a little bit of pagan mishpacha. And he says the second one, whose voice is not as good, he comes from a family that was totally kosher and no one ever had an issue with his family. So they asked Avnei Nezer who should be the Shliach Tzibur for Yom Narav. So Avnei Nezer says surprisingly that even though Tfilas Tzadik and Tzadik is so much more powerful, like we see in Rashi and Chumash quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin in Yavamas, still he says, in the end of the day, the most important thing for the Baal Tfila is that he should be Merutz Lakal and he should have a beautiful voice and he should lead the davening beautifully and get everyone into it. So he says, even though this person has a Pagam Mishpacha, says Avnei Nezer, we're still going to choose the Chazin who has a nicer voice, even though he might have a Pagam Mishpacha, over the other person who doesn't have as nice of a voice and his family is all Ksherim.